Good morning, everybody. Boker Tov. We are dafim a huge today. We're on Lamed Aleph Omid Beis. We're pretty much about a little bit more than halfway down by the two dots. There are a couple of two dots by the one that is the next to where it says on the side Shabbos Lamed Beis. If you look in the Masoras Hashas, you see the place in Osatla Mosecha. We left off yesterday mentioning that there were three times it said Amosecha or Amosecha. And therefore, we continue darshing that pasuk. So it tells us in Asatla Mosucha Zera Noshim, Chana's Tefillah again, Hashem tells her through Eli Hanavi that you're going to have a Zera Anoshim. What does it mean, Zera Anoshim? What type of children do you think she's going to have? Zera who? My Zera Anoshim. So Omarav, Gavra Begurin is going to be a man amongst men. That's the simple way to understand this. It'll be somebody very, very special. Of course, it was Shmuel Hanavi, and it turned out to be unbelievably special. That's what Rav says. It's Gavra Begurin, a man amongst men. Zera Shemoshech Shnei Anoshim. It's going to be a man who's going to be anointing two kings. Uman Inon, who are these two kings? Shaul V'David. Shmuel ended up anointing Shaul when he became the king, and then he anointed David HaMelech. Rav Yochanan says, Amar Zera Sheshokul Kishnei Anoshim. Such a Zera that it's going to be equivalent to two people. Where is that? Uman Inon, Moshe V'Aaron. This is a comparison between Shmuel and that he was like Moshe and Aaron. That's a pretty good comparison. Shenemar, Moshe v'Aaron b'Kohanav u'Shmuel b'Kori Shmo. So again, all of these are explaining over here that Zera Noshim is somebody special. They interestingly point out over here, it says Moshe v'Aaron b'Kohanav. It seems that it's going on Moshe also being a Kohen. So Moshe had the status of being a Kohen for the 7 days of the Shiva Shimei HaMiluim. He was a Kohen Gadol for a 7 day period of time. So that's why the Pasuk says Moshe v'Aaron b'Kohanav, that both of them are Kohanim, not just Aaron. In any event, the Rabbanim say, Rabban and Ami Zera Noshim, Zera Shemuvla Bein Anoshim. Here we have a different shot over here. It'll be a person that will be amongst other people. He won't be special. Kiyosa Ravdimi, as Ravdimi said, Lomar Lo Orich for Lo Guts. He's not going to be very tall. He's not going to be very short. The Bach adds over here the Os Aleph. He says, the next words, Lo Kotev Lo Alam, they mean over here, Pirishu Dak Bioser, Velo Alam, Pirishu Av. It's not going to be too thin or too wide. Velo Tzachor Velo Gichor. Rashi explains these are different colors over here, like a reddish color and like a very whitish color. So different skin colorations. He'll be average. Velo Chach Velo Tipesh. He's not going to be excessively smart and not going to be, unfortunately, not so smart. Rashi explains over here that this was a bracha for Chana, because if somebody is so unique, if somebody sticks out so much, it could be an ayin hara. So therefore, Shmuel would blend in. The bracha of the Rabbanu was that Shmuel was given, Eli gave the bracha, that Shmuel would fit in very nicely. He wouldn't stand out, and therefore, he wouldn't be subject to an ayin hara, however that exactly works. Then the Gemara says, Ani o isha nit service imcha bozeh. So she tells Eli, I'm the one that was with you last year. Now, what are we talking about? That Amr Yishuvin Levi, that he was standing with you. I was standing with you. In other words, when somebody's davening from Nesri, you're not supposed to be sitting down within dalet amos of that person. This is our halacha that we unfortunately often do in the breach. So we basically say, as long as you're not standing and sitting in front of the person, but if you're sitting to the side of the person, there's room to be maker, especially if you were sitting there first. But ideally, if somebody's standing from Nesri, nobody should be sitting right within the dalet amos of them. El anar hazes blati. So Chana tells Eli, I wanted this child. I wanted Bedavka Shmuel. Don't tell me you're going to give me a better child afterwards. What happened over here? So it's a famous story that the Gemara is going to about to tell us. Amar Elazar, Shmuel Mora Halach Bnei Rabo. Now you should know that Shmuel was 2 years old. Chana, as much as he wanted a child, she gave little baby boy Shmuel to the Beis HaMikdash, to Eli, at the age of 2. And then he was totally serving in the Beis HaMikdash. She didn't really see him much after that. She didn't raise him. Eli raised him. So at 2 years old, he was already Mora Halacha Fnei Rabo. Shmuel was a brilliant person, even at a very young age. So Hayu Shenem, Mora Halacha Fnei Rabo, what happened? Obi Yishenema, Vayishkatu Es HaPar, Vayiviyu Es HaNar El Eli. Pasuk says they shechted the par, and then they brought the nar el Eli. What's one have to do with the other? Mishum davishkatu es apar. Have you a nar el Eli? They shechted the par that they were bringing as a carbon, and then they brought this little baby boy Shmuel over to Eli. What's going on over here? So Gemara tells us the story behind the story. El Arm Elahem, Eli. El Arm Elahem, Eli, Karu Kohen. So Arm Elahem, Eli. So Eli told them when they were going to shecht the animal, before you go shecht, find the Kohen. Karu Kohen. Lei say, Velishlo. So he said, go find the Kohen to do the Shechita. Now, For those of us who remember learning not that long ago, Zvachim, so we know that the halacha is only from Kabbalah, the Eilach, only from doing the collecting of the blood, is it a mitzvah by the Kohen. The Shechita technically can be done by a Zohar. The Minach was that the Kohanim did it, but that wasn't the din. A Zohar is allowed to do the Shechita. So Eli told them, go get a Kohen to do the Shechita. Kazinu Shmuel, the Havim Hadir, Basa Kohen, Lemishkat. Shmuel saw that there was a delay. And they were looking for a coin. There was no coin around the shaft. So Shmuel, little boy, baby boy Shmuel, pipes up and he says, I'm a low. Lama lecho, lahadri bas a coin. Why are you looking for a coin? Let me to do the shchita. Shchita bazar ksheira. You're allowed to do the shchita bazar. Don't delay bringing the carbon. Have a czar shafted. You got all the kohanim. This kohen was able to do the kabbalah, but he didn't know how to do the shchita. So don't look for a coin that can do the shchita. Yankel over here, he can do the shchita. Let him do the shchita. He's a czar. So I saw the coming daily. So they brought him to Eli. Eli asked him, Amalei, you know Allah, how do you know this din that a czar is allowed to go do the shchita? Amalei, mi kasev ishachar hakohen. So he tells him, does it say that the kohen has the shaft? V'krivu hakohen k'siv. It only says that the kohen has to do the hakrava, meaning everything after the shchita. Mikabola ve'elech mitzvah skuna, mikan l'shchita k'sheira b'zar. So he proved to him from the psukim that a shchita is able to be done by a czar. So Eli said, Yasha Kayach, but we got a problem. So Amalei, Meimar Shapu Karmas. Excellent. This is in fact the correct halacha. Eli knew the halacha. Eli said, the minhag is that we have a kohen, but you're right. If it's going to cause a delay, then we let a czar shaft it. However, there's only a problem over here. I'm the God Ladar. I'm the Rebbe over here. Miu mora halacha b'nei rabo. At v'chol amora halacha b'nei rabo chayv nisa. You have a problem over here. There's another problem that you there's a din over here. Not just that the czar can do the shechita, but you're not allowed to be mora halacha b'nei rabo. So therefore, you're chayv nisa. Hakadosh Baruch Hu.
Did he ask for it?
No. Did who ask for it?
Didn't Eli ask for it? No.
Eli wasn't there at the time. Shmuel should have said, "Go ask Eli." Why can't you get a non-kohen to do the shechita? Instead, Shmuel said, let a non-kohen do the shechita. He should have asked his rabbi. You're not allowed to paskin in front of your rabbi. So that's more halacha than rabbo. And little two-year-old boy Shmuel was like an adult. He was obviously a huge talmud chacham. So he was held to a higher standard. Normally, you're not held to a standard like this before your bar mitzvah. But since he was such a gadol, little boy Shmuel, so he was held to a higher standard of being a gadol.
What was the bull for?
A carbon. They're bringing a carbon. They're bringing a carbon, whatever the carbon was. It wasn't the carbon talmid. Carbon talmid is not a bull. Whatever carbon it was. So Asir Chana, the Kotzovko Kamei. So now Chana, the mother, comes along and she starts yelling in front of Eli. Yelling is a strong word. She goes and complains in front of Eli. Ani Aish, Ani Tzev, Simcha B'Zev, Gomer. Hey, 2 years ago, Eli's 2 years old at this point, Shmuel's 2 years old at this point. So 2 years ago, a little bit more, 2 years, 9 months ago, I was standing here in front of you davening, and you gave me this bracha. So Amalah, he told her, don't worry. Shavki li d'anshei, let me go and punish this person. And goes, Hashem's going to kill them. They weren't going to kill them in the Beis Din. So let Hashem go and punish this boy Shmuel. Ubayin arachmei, and I'll daven on your behalf. Yovla rabba b'nei, and you get a better one. Well, trade it in. Right? This model's already old, so we'll trade it in. So Amalei, she said, no. Elanara is this, Balati. This is the one I wanted. This is the child. What does it mean, this is the child I wanted? A person always loves something that they daven for. A person, this tells us a separate aside, that when you do something on your own, you have much more love for it. A person plants something, could be the most rotten tomato in the world, you want to eat that tomato as opposed to the nice, beautiful, delicious looking one from the store, because that was your handiwork. So Chana said, I daven for this boy. This is the boy I want. Don't tell me you're giving me a better one. Obviously, that's a ridiculous argument anyway for a mother and a child. But she's saying, even if you could give me a better one, this is the one I want. I daven for this one. A very interesting, nice musa from the Marsha on the way. We learn from the pasuk she davened aliba. What does that mean? She davened from her heart. When a person pours out the heart to Hashem, there's a more of a chance that you'll be listened to. She says to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, "Kol ma'aseh b'rasa b'ishlo b'rasa davar echad l'vatala." You created all these things for a person. Nothing was done for naught. Einayim liros. You created eyes so we can see. Vasnayim l'shua. Ears so we can hear. Chotim l'ariach. A nose so we can smell. Pel daber. A mouth that we can speak. Yadayim lasos ben melacha. Hands so we can do handiwork. All sorts of things with hands. Raglayim l'halik b'lam. And the feet to go and walk. Dadim. These breasts that you made for me. L'holik ben da'at. L'holik b'hen. Dadim alonu. Shadasat alibi. Lama lo. L'honik b'hen. How come you gave me these breasts if I'm not going to use them? Tainli ben v'honik b'hen. So she said, said, give me a child so I can suckle the child. And this is the right way. The Mefarshim tells us that we should ask for something. Don't ask for something. Don't ask for a beautiful house just so I can live in a beautiful house. Ask for a beautiful house so I can hold a parlor meeting in my house. Give me a beautiful house over here so I can put up with the mezuzahs on the doors. So she's saying, give me these breasts over here so I can do a mitzvah of being Yonik the child. A mother has to go take care of the child. She didn't say, give me a child so I can have somebody, go get me my cane when I'm older. Right? No. Give me a child so I can do the mitzvahs over here of raising a Yiddish child. Related to them, because it was Raza Shumer of Yossi, so we say another member in his name. This has nothing to do with what we just were talking about. He said, if a person fasts on Shabbos, so that's a tremendous thing. Everybody else is eating the child, everybody else is eating the Kiddush, and you're not allowed to eat. You're fasting, so that's a great zuchus, and it can rip up even a 70-year evil decree. The Alpha PK, nevertheless, Chosim bin Ephraim Yemenu. Didn't own Shabbos. So you're all over not eating on Shabbos. So a person who has a chiv to go fast on a Shabbos, for example, he has a bad dream and he's very nervous about it. So he's allowed to fast on Shabbos, but then he has to do a makeup fast for fasting on Shabbos, because that's the wrong thing to do. As powerful as it is to fast on Shabbos, it's also wrong to fast on Shabbos. Maita kantit, so what should a person do in this situation? Summer of Nachman Yitzchak, leisa tanisa letanisa. You do a fast for the fast. And this way you can make up for it. This is halacha lemaisa. You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos normally, but if a person has a horrible dream and it's really bothering him today, most of us don't get bothered by such dreams, but technically you can be even allowed to do a tanis chalam on Shabbos, but then you got to go fast on Sunday to make up for fasting on Shabbos. So first you talk about what happens if Sunday is a Rosh Chodesh and stuff like that. So again, these are interesting, intricate dinim, but not for now. As I spoke yesterday, Chana spoke very strongly against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're Chana, you could do that. So she was basically throwing herself, so to say, at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, but the spalal al Hashem. It doesn't say El Hashem. She davened on Hashem, towards Hashem. Hey, how are you, Hashem, doing this to me? Give me a child. So very strong language. As if she was throwing things at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, that she threw her words at Hashem. We see another person, Elio. Again, you're talking about very unique individuals. And Elio also was very strong in his davening towards Hashem. Elio said to Hashem, you caused the Jewish people to go backwards. You turned the people around. You caused them to go off the derech. And how do we know that Elio's tefillah was accepted? Hashem said, Taki, you're right. I was too harsh on them. And Eliyahu wasn't punished for this. Chana wasn't punished for this. Tichsev, Asher Hariyosi. You're right. I did bad to them, so to say. HaKadosh Baruch was saying, you're right. I gave them this challenge and they weren't able to overcome this challenge. It doesn't mean that Hashem was wrong, Rachmana Litzlan. It just means Hashem says, Taka, you're right. And I'll now go and give them something that they may not have deserved otherwise, because it was a hard challenge. If it wasn't for these three psukim, to the sonim shal Yisrael. This is a euphemism that we always use. We don't want to say to the Jewish people, so we say it to the haters of the Jewish people. But it's really referring over here as a euphemism to us. If it wasn't for these three psukim, basically saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a strong Yetzirah, we'd have zero defense whatsoever. Now, the fact that you have a Yetzirah is not a defense. It's a shtickle of a defense. But you're supposed to defeat your Yetzirah. But at least it's a little bit of a taina. Hashem, you gave us a strong Yetzirah, and that's why we failed. What are these three psukim? So Chad, number one, it says, Vasher Hariyosi, that you made us bad. In other words, you gave us the Yetzirah. That's one of the things we say on Pesach night, because it says that you made us bad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we tell them that you made us have to do bad things. It's like you put us into this situation and you made us bad. So in other words, we're not getting off the hook, but we're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you put us in a matzah that was very difficult. Another part of the Chadis says, Hinei kachomer biyada yotzer, ken atem biyodi, beis Yisrael. So again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this situation that caused us not to be able to pass the test. And another one, Chadis says, Asirosi, a slave, I took away this slave Evan, this strong Yetzirah, and I understand that that's why it was so difficult for you. Rabbi Mari Hochi says this possible. In other words, I put into you this Yetzirah, and you weren't able to overcome it. Another person, Chana, Elio, and Moshe Rabbeinu all spoke strongly towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayispal Moshe El Hashem. So don't read the word, Altikri El Hashem, El Al Hashem, like we had with Chana over here, that he was speaking against Hashem, not to Hashem, was the normal way that we would translate something like this. So the Mefarshim explained, what are we talking about over here? Shekein Dvei Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov says, Korin La'alfin Einin, Einin Alfin. There were people that mispronounced the Aleph and the Ayin. Today, we don't really make much of a distinction. The Sfaradim, they make a strong distinction between an Ayin and an Aleph, and Ashkenazim aren't so medactic in the pronunciations. If you listen to somebody, you can't tell what's saying an Aleph or an Ayin unless you know what the word is. So there were people that that made that mistake. So we're, so to say, darshing the pasuk in that way, that he spoke against Hashem rather than to Hashem. They said in the Beis Medrash of Yane, Mehocha, the deeds of, where is Moshe speaking so harsh against Hashem? He said, you gave us all this gold, that's the trouble. My deeds of, we came to the place called deeds of, I'm a deer of Yane, Kacham Moshe Lea Kosh Bochu. This is what Moshe said to Akosh Bochu. You're going to Shalom. Bishul Kesev is of, Shishpatalem Lisrael, Achiom Rudai, who Goram Shosu as Ego. All that stuff that you told us, remember we had early in the Masechta, he said, I promised Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov that I'm going to take you out by Rechush Gadol. I promised Avram, a great tzaddik, that I'll take you out by Rechush Gadol. And now you're going to go out without a Rechush Gadol, so please beg them, right? Daber Noah, B'yos Ne'om, please tell them to go take all the wealth from Mitzrayim. So they listened. And now Moshe says, because you said to do that, that's why they said, because they had all this gold and jewelry, and now we're going to a little discussion about the evils of having too many possessions, so that's why they sinned. I mean, the Rabbi they added further, a lion doesn't roar if it's eating some straw. You know, it doesn't get so excited about that. A lion makes a kill. Oh, that's when it roars. Oh, powerful. Now, all of a sudden, I'm a really strong lion, right? So it roars when it has a lot. So to people, they roar, they go off the derech sometimes when they have a lot. The lion roars when it has a basket full of meat over here. A man had a weak cow. Right? It was a very thinny, scrawny little nothing. Just had bones. Hechil kashin, and he feeds it this very good stuff, this kashin, and this vetch it's called. Find some mevetis. All of a sudden, the cow goes and kicks. Miss mevetis. All of a sudden, the cow's a big shot, and he goes and kicks. Amalah, he said to the cow, mi garam lech, shetei mevetis. B, who made you go and kick me over here? Ella kashin shechal ticha. It's the extra nice food that I gave you. Now you're no longer a scrawny little thing, and now all of a sudden you're a big shot. Same thing with the Jewish people. Sometimes we get too many good things, and you know we start saying that it's not from Hashem. It's all me. Reishis kochi v'yoni. It's all me, and not Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Amruchi amarava bar Abba amar Rav Yochanan. Moshul yadim echad shoyel ben. Man had a son. Hirchitzo, he goes and washes him. Visachu, he anoints him. Vechilo, he feeds him well. Vashkeyo, when he gives him drink. Vitalo, kiss out Savar, and he puts a money bag around his neck. And then, what does he do? Voshiva Pesach Shazonos. And he puts him in the harlot's area over there. So, Mayasel, also bad. What do you think is going to happen to that child? Shalo Yechto. You don't think he's going to sin? So, therefore, when a person has sometimes too many good things, so it leads you off the derech. You know, a person says, well, I have all of this, I can do all of that. So you have to be very careful. The Musa here is to be very, very careful. If God gives you bracha, so you have to know, you have to be very, very careful. This is what people say. When your stomach is filled, all of a sudden you do all sorts of not so good things. Rashi explains over here. Rashi's on the last of the thin lines. Rashi's a very short hair, the dafim very long, no tosis. So he says, Mili akeres, filling up your stomach, humimine chatoim haroim. Eating, overeating, he says, indulgence is a bad thing in and of itself. I'll just explain, because it causes you to do a lot of bad things. And a person is very full of himself, literally and figuratively, so you end up doing things wrong. Shenema, as the pasuk says, Kimarisom, when you go out in pasture, by his bow, you get filled up, Savu, by your libom, and Al Kain Shechachuni. All of a sudden, you forget where you came from, right? The new wealth. People have, suddenly have achieved the great wealth. People that win the lotteries, a lot of them go and do all sorts of terrible things. So it's not always such a good thing. People say, I want to win the lottery, I want to win the lottery. It's not always so good to get everything that you ask for. Rav Nachman Rami Hochi says a different pasuk. He says, Ramu Vavecha, Vishachach Lus Hashem. Person gets arrogant, and all of a sudden he forgets Hashem. Rabbanan Amri Miyacha, another pasuk. Again, we have many, many sources of this because it's such an important idea. It says, Vyachal Vesavei Vidoshein Ufano. If you get all satisfied, you turn away from Hashem. You might say, Miyacha, another pasuk. Vishman Yeshua and Vayivar. So we got fat, and then we kicked, and then we went off the derech. How do we know that Moshe's taina was accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It was your fault. You gave us all this gold and jewelry. And therefore, that's what caused us to go off the derech. And Hashem said, Taki, you're right to a certain extent. Now, this pasuk is going much later on. This pasuk is from Hosea, but it's not referring to the Chet Ego. But the idea is Hashem saying, sometimes if I give you too much good, he ends up going bad. Sometimes it's better not to have all these good things. A person, again, everybody says, oh, there's two types of challenges in life, to be poor and to be rich. And everybody says, I'd rather be rich. Give me that challenge, right? So the Gemara tells us it's actually better to be poor. It's an easier challenge to be poor than it is to be rich. The person who's rich, Vayishman Yeshua and Vayivat, it can be very, very difficult. The poor person doesn't get so arrogant. He does what he does. He's usually serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he has almost no choice in the matter. A person who's rich has all these options, all these things to do, so it can lead to never bad things. Doesn't mean a person's not allowed to ask for wealth. It doesn't mean a person's not allowed to daven for Parnasa. We have many, many things that we talk about, davening Parnasa and not davening. At the same time, the parnasa should be one that you should use it to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, that's very true. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe. So Hashem tells Moshe, Lech, great, go down. This is after the chayta of the eagle. And Hashem says, get out of here. You've been up in the Shemayim for 40 days, and look what happened. What does it mean, my Lech, great? What does it mean, go down? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Elazar said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, raid migdulasecha. Go down from your high position over here. What do you need this high position for? Your nation is not doing the right thing. The reason I made you the leader of Klal Yisrael is because they were Klal Yisrael. But if they're not acting like Klal Yisrael, then you're the leader of nothing. The Bach changes it around a little bit. Says, what do you need this gedula then? You're the president of all these bad people, so it's not such a good idea to be the president. So therefore, go down for being the president because you got nobody that's serving underneath you. Moshe Rabbeinu got very weak, and he had no response to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, he saw, leave me alone for a second and I will destroy them. That was Hashem's opening to Moshe. That was Hashem telling Moshe, no, daven for them. Give me a second. He didn't have to give him a second. He could have just destroyed them. He was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, no, I'm giving you a second to daven for the Jewish people, daven for them. I'm a Moshe. Daven said, Toli B. Moshe Rabbeinu said, hey, I have to speak up. Hashem doesn't want me to sit silently. And Miyad, Omad, and Ischazik, Betvilo, immediately daven, strengthen himself with Tvilo, Bikish Rachmim. And he davened to Hashem to save Klal Yisrael. Moshe Lamelech, this is this analogous to a king. There's the Bach over here. The Gimel just adds the word over here. Bas Melech Bas of Adam. Shekos Abinog got very mad at his son. Voyamakeo, give him a patch. Maka Gdo, a big patch. Voyamakeo, Yoshi Lefanov. And the king's best friend is sitting over there watching the king beat up his son or whatever he's doing to his son. Umisari Lama Lodover. And the best friend says, I'm not opening my mouth. He's beating up his own son. He's going to beat me up in a second too. Amar Melech, the king said, Ilmole, Oavize, Yoshi Lefanai, here, Arak Ticha. If it wasn't for my best friend being over here, I would kill you. In other words, the best friend saw that I have a Pesach over here now to open up my mouth. Omar, Dov is a Toli B. He saw the king wants me to interrupt. Hashem wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to interrupt and not let the Jewish people be punished. Miyad, Omar, Vitzilos. So the best friend steps in and says, king, leave your son alone. Moshe Rabbeinu says, king, leave your people alone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, punish them in some way if you have to, but don't destroy them like you're saying you want to. Vato, Hanichali, Yichar Pibahem, Vachalein. So Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, no, leave me alone, let me go kill them, and now I'll make you the new head of Klal Yisrael. You'll be the Av of Klal Yisrael. We'll get rid of the previous Avos, Avos of Yaakov, and we'll start again, we'll start fresh. If it wasn't the fact that the Pasuk tells us this, we wouldn't be able to say this. Malamed, it says, Hashem said, Hanichli, leave me alone. It's as if Malamed should tfaso Moshe la HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kyod Mishu Tofis, and Chavero Bebigdo. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu grabbed on Kaviyachal to Hashem and said, Hashem, please don't destroy Klal Yisrael. He said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, Ein ani manicha, I'm not going to leave you alone. Ache timcho v'tislach lehem. It's I ain't leaving you alone, Hashem. I'm grabbing on to you until you forgive Klal Yisrael. If it wasn't for the pasuk, we wouldn't be able to say something like this. And again, it's allegorical over here, but it meant that Moshe Rabbeinu was the staunch defender of Klal Yisrael. That's what made Moshe Rabbeinu the great Moshe Rabbeinu. And Hashem said to him, but no, listen, that's chol legoy gadol v'gomer. Why are you defending so much? You're going to be fine. Everything will be fine with you. You'll be the new patriarch of Klal Yisrael. I'm Rilazar, I'm Moshe Ludei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, listen. Uma kise shel shosh v'gol meinu yochel lamo lefonecha b'shas kaskha. Kise shel regel echo na'achat kam v'kama. A three-legged stool, the Avos, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, wasn't able to stand up. You think a one-legged stool will? If Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov didn't have the exclusive, didn't have the ability to make Klal Yisrael survive your wrath, so then you think I'm going to be able to, so you'll make me the new head of Klal Yisrael, and then 2 years from now something else will happen and they're going to go kaput. And furthermore, what am I going to do? I'm going to have to go face Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Ella, sheish bi boshes ponim miavosai. I'm going to have to go face them. Achshav Yomer, they're going to say, ro, parnei Hashem in Alem. Look at the leader that God put upon them. Bikish gedul liatzmo. He didn't stand up for the Jewish people. He was only too happy to get rid of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov and start a new dynasty over here. Well, bikish alem rachmir, and he didn't down for him. So you don't give me a choice, Hashem. I can't go face Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov unless you go and listen to my tefilos over here. And of course, I Kodesh Baruch Hu. listen. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. And it says, Vayichal Moshe, it's from Hashem, right? Well, we read this every time. So it uses the Lashon of Vayichal. We previously had, a few days ago, we had the Lashon of Vayichal. It means to beg, to supplicate in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Milamed over here. What's the Dalit? Amar Rabbi Elazar, it says, Milami Shespala Moshe, Aj Shehechla Betvila, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aj Shehechleu. Okay, the different Girsa, the Bach just has a slightly different Girsa. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't stop over here, he stood in Tvila until Aj Shehechleu. What does Hechleu mean? So, Rashi brings down over here, where's the Rashi? Shehechla, Vechal, Loshel Cholo, Shehechla Le Midas Rachamim. He Kamo Yicholu Al Rosh Iyov. It says over here, he caused this thing to happen. Rashi has a French word over here, Shechleu, Hitzerbo, inure. So there is a word, I don't know if there's a Latin root of the word inure, it means to force somebody to do something that they don't want to do. So I think maybe that's what Rashi is referring to over here, this Latin word, inure. It's a French word that Rashi is referring to, maybe this means the English word, inure, that means to force somebody to do something that they really don't want to do. It's a legal term as well. In any event, until this is, Moshe Rabbeinu forced HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, to do this. V'rava, others have the gears of V'rav, Amar Ad Shehefer Lo Nidro, that Moshe Rabbeinu, Kaviyocho, was made for the Nether. On the side it says it was really heat to the Nether, because the Talmud Chacham is Matir Nether, therefore it uses a lush, sometimes Hefer and Matir interchangeably. Others say, no, Moshe Rabbeinu was like the Balim over here, and a Baal could be made for his wife's nether. So it was if Moshe Rabbeinu was the Balaam over here being made for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nether. In any event, Kosiv Hacha, it says over here, Vayichal, V'slosh HaVayichal, Moshe's Pnei Hashem, Kosiv Hasam, Lo Yachel Dvaru, don't make your words not fulfilled. If you make a nether, you have to fulfill it. V'amamar, and we said over there, Hu Eino Mechel, a person can't desecrate his own nether. However, Avol Talmud Chacham, Achei Mochem Lo, you can go to a Beis Din, and they can be Matir nether for you. Shmuel says a different pshat. Shmuel Amar, he was willing to die for them. If you don't listen to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then kill me as well. I know this is the famous part over here. Moshe Rabbeinu was not found in Parshas Truma, in Parshas Tetzaveh, because it says, if not, Mecheni Nomi Sifricha. So it's a beautiful gematria over here. The gematria of Misifricha is the exact same gematria as over here as Misefer Chof. From the 20th Sefer, the 20th Parsha, which is Parsha Tetzaveh. And the other gematria is also, well, it's the gematria of Tetzaveh is 501, and there are words over here that are 501 that add up as well. So anyway, a lot of cute gematrias over here that even the Tzadikus goes there. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, then wipe me out from your book. So you have to be wiped out from one book, so he's wiped out from Sefer Tetzaveh. Amar Rava, again, the gears on the side is Amar Yitzchak. It's Rav Yitzchak Amar. It should be that it's a continuation of the previous statement. When you have Amar, it means it's a new statement. When you just have Rav Yitzchak Amar, so it means a continuation of the previous statement. Melame Shehechlo Aleh Midas Rachman, that he caused to be Chal on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Midas Rachman. This is a Lashon Chal, something he acts upon. The Rabbanan Amri Melame Shom Moshe LeHaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shelol, Moshe said to Hashem, that the Lashon Vayichal means it's pasnished for you, it's improper for you, it makes you desecrate your own words. You said you can take Klai Yisrael out, and the Goyim are going to say that you don't have the power to go take them out. Vayichal Moshe, Spnei Hashem, Tanya, Rilezi, Agod, Lomer, another Pshat over here, Melami, Shom, and Moshe, Mitzvila, Lepnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe David in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he said, until he got this thing called achilo. What is this? So my achilo. So I'm Rabbi Elazar. Eish shel atzamos. A bone fire over here. Exactly what this means. I'm not sure. My eish shel atzamos. I'm Rabbi Ashosu the Garbi. It means a fire in the bones. In other words, he stayed there for such a long period of time until he got this almost like illness over here. That's how strong Moshe Rabbeinu davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, I don't understand exactly what this means over here. This eish shel fire. A bone fire over here, but it means over here that this word achilo, so they knew the targum of this word, that's why they gave us over here, ashasa de garmi. Okay. So, Charli Avram Yisrael Yesu al Avadecha, remember the Avos, asher nishbar to them that you promised them Bach in your name. You promised them in your name. My Bach, what does it mean in your name? I'm a real lazar. I'm Moshe Lekosh Baruch Hu. Moshe said to Rabbi Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bon Shalom, Il Mali Shnishbat Lem B'Shemayim V'aretz. So Yis Yomer, Kishem Shishmayim V'aretz, B'Telem, Kach Shuasko B'Telem. If you'd only sworn by the heavens and the earth, so someday there won't be heavens and earths. They're not permanent structures necessarily. But now that you swore in your name, Hashav Shnishbat Lem B'Shimcha Gadol, Bach, so then, Mashimcha Gadol, Chai V'Kan V'Yolam V'Om Yolamim, your name is eternal, you are omnipotent, omnipresent, you're forever, you're nitzchias, so therefore, kach shuasro kayemus liolam olam yomim, so therefore, you promised that you would save Klai Yisrael, so you don't have a choice, Hashem. And this is the, again, Moshe was very harsh in his arguments towards Hashem to save Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu says over here that I'm going to go and tell. I told the people over here that I said. So when it says, "Hi, Asher Amarti," Asher Amarto, mi boy lady, you said. I don't have the power to say this. You said this. So why is Moshe Rabbeinu saying that I said? So two pshatim over here. Amar Belazar, I can't even Talmud. The first part of the pasuk, that the Berel Hem Abezar Achem Kol Shemayim, and then Chalor Zos Shir Amarti. That's Hashem talking. Hey, look, Divrei Rav. So you have to break up the pasuk over here. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu talking the whole time. It's now Hashem talking over here. But another pshat, maybe it fits into the words very beautifully. Rabbi Shmuel Ben Achmeni Amar, no, Eil Veil Divrei Talmud. All of these are the words of Moshe Rabbeinu over here. Hain, the Bach is the word Hain. Elakachem Moshe Liakosh Baruch Hu. You told me to tell Klai Yisrael, and I was repeating your words that you said to me. So, Rivon Shalom, Dvorim Shomar Tuli, Lech Emor Lehem, you told me to go tell to Klai Yisrael, Bishmi, in my name, so Halachti, Omar Tulem, Bishimcha. So I said, Asher Omar Tulem, that these are the words that you said, and therefore, Achso Mani Malem. Hey, I told them that you said this. You're going to make me into a liar. You're going to make me telling not the truth over here. All I did was follow your words. Hashem, please follow your promises and your words. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, of course I will. And he saved Klal Yisrael. Then it said, Mi bilti yecholus Hashem. You know what the Amim are going to say? That you don't have the power, Hashem. Now it uses the feminine form, yecholus Hashem. It should have said, yachol Hashem mi boyalei. That's what it should have said in the masculine form. So why do you use the feminine form over here? To teach us an idea. Again, Moshe is diving very hard to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribbono shel olam. You're weak like a woman. You don't have the power of a man, right? A man is stronger than a woman, right? You wouldn't put the heavyweight champion in the world against a top female fighter. It'd be over in a second, right? And a friend of mine, just a side over here, he was a superstar college tennis player. One of the doctors in the hospital. So he was really good. He always win the tennis tournament in the hospital. So he would say over here, you think I'm very good. So I was a class 3 college star. The class 2, the NCAA level 2, they'd cream me. The worst guy in the NCAA 2 would beat me. And the worst guy in the NCAA 1 would beat the champion of the NCAA 2. And when Bobby Riggs played that game against Billie Jean King, right? So he was an aging, older player. She was at the prime in her height, and she beat him. But again, there's a difference. There's nothing wrong to say that a man is stronger than a woman. Those are the facts. So he's using the Nekeva Lashon over here. Toshas Kolch Nekeva. You're making me into a woman over here that I'm weak physically. It doesn't have anything to do with anything else. Then Yochel Hatzo. You're making me that I don't have the ability to go and save Klal Yisrael. I'm a Kosh Moshe. Well, wait a second. How can you say I don't have the ability? I just did Oz Yoshe, right? This week's Pasha. Velo Karo Nisim Ugurusha Sisilam Alayam. Look at what I did on the Yam. You can spend hours and hours talking about the Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did on the Yam. So it's tremendous Nisim over here. Omer Lefanav, Ribono Shel Olam, Adai Nei Shlam. You know what they're going to say? One-on-one, you're pretty powerful. But one against 31, the 31 kings of Eretz Canaan, there you don't have any strength. How do we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was ultimately successful in this argument? Hashem admitted that you're right. Just like you said, I'm going to give in. We have a slightly different shot on that. Tanu de Rabbi Yishmael, kidvarecha, asid mumos olam lomar, kain. Ashri Talmud, Loma Kain. Yeah, they're going to say that Hashem listened to Moshe Rabbeinu's words. That's what the Ummah Sa'olam were going to say. And therefore, you allowed the Klal Yisrael to survive and go into Eretz Canaan and defeat the 31 kings. Ashri Talmud, Shrabba Modlo. Whoa, it's great, praiseworthy to the Talmud that the Rebbe admits that the Talmud is right. Vulam Chai Oni. So we see this on the pasuk. Vulam Chai Oni. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Melami Shomer Lekosh Baruch Hu, Lemoshe Achisani Bidvarecha. That because of you, I lived, so to say. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, you caused me not to be disparaged in the world. So Ulam Chai Oni, Moshe Rabbeinu is being told by Hashem, you saved my life, Kaveh Yochel. That you made me not look like a weakling. You made me not look like I'm not able to do this. Of course, Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do everything. But you, so to say, allowed this idea that the Goyim shouldn't say this to occur. Darshalisim loyli olam yisad the other shvachu shalakosh bachu yachag ispalel a person should always do as we do. You stay the three brachas of Shavach and the Shemoneh Esrei, and then you go into your Bakoshas, as we said yesterday, and then you give more Shavach, Hodah afterwards. And where do we know this idea from? That you first praise Hashem, and then you ask for what you need. Minalim Moshe Rabbeinu. Duxiv, V'eschanan al Hashem, V'eschi, Moshe first daven to Hashem, and then, Uxiv, Hashem lo kim atoa chilos, alaros esaducha, esgodcha, v'yazodcha, achazoka, Hashem yeh b'shamayim v'ores, Hashem yasecha ma'asach, v'rosecha. And then, Uxiv basrei, Erbunov, v'yaretz ha'aretz ha'tova v'gomer. Moshe Rabbeinu started off by praising Hashem in various forms of praise over here, and this is patterned. Rosh Shemoneh Esrei is patterned after these three forms of praise over here. The Anshei Knesset Gedolah took these three ideas that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they put him into the Baruch Hu Mogin Avraham, Chayim Esim, and Ata Kadosh. So they patterned Rosh Shemoneh Esrei after these three praises that we just said over here, and then you go into the 12, 13 brachos in the middle. Then Moshe Rabbeinu said, "No, let me enter Eretz Yisrael." And again, we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, V'eschanan, he davened 515 times at the gematria of V'eschanan, and a person should always daven more. When a person's tefillahs aren't answered, don't walk away. Daven again. And the Medrash tells us that if Moshe Rabbeinu had davened one more time, he would have gone into Eretz Yisrael. Hashem didn't let him daven. So if you're on that madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, sometimes Hashem won't let you daven. But otherwise, the proper approach is, even if your tefillahs aren't answered, go back and daven again. Go back and daven again. We're supposed to learn something from all of these great gedolim. They were harsh and fierce in their davening to teach us that we're allowed to be harsh and fierce in our davening in a non-chutzpahdik way. We're not Moshe Rabbeinu. We can't say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you better do this. But we can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu and never stop asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we have a siman over here. I think this is one of the first simanim that we have in Shas. So siman, we had one beforehand. Siman masim, stalker, carbon, kohen, tanis, minol, barzel. It's a school to say out these simanim out loud. There are various deep ideas that the Gemara puts into them, even though we don't understand them. Normally they're just Rashi tables over here. They're the first words over here of various ideas that we're about to say. And I hope... No, that's the way the simanim always are. Simanim are always in parentheses, or almost always in parentheses. So now we have various statements that Rabbi Elazar is going to make. These are all statements that Rabbi Elazar is going to make at the beginning. I'm Rabbi Elazar, Gedola, Tvila, Yosef, Masim, Tovim. Davening is even greater than having good deeds. There's nobody as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. He was only answered after his tefillah. The Tosafot says over here, the below tefillah, that it was answered, Masim, Tovim, below tefillah, do nothing. Shari Moshe Rabbeinu. All of a sudden, Af pi shoyu b'yadayim b'yado ma'asim tovim hutzruch l'tfila. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't rest on his laurels and say, "Hey, who else is worthy of going into Eretz Yisrael? It's not me." But he davened and davened and davened. And the pasuk says, "Al tosef davar elai, don't daven anymore to me." Hashem said, "V'somachlei alei rosh abiska." But he gave him a little bit, a hatzola porta. He gave him a little bit of a consolation prize. He let him see Eretz Yisrael, even though he didn't let him enter into Eretz Yisrael. Again, that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If Moshe Rabbeinu had gone into Eretz Yisrael, Mashiach would have come. Moshe Rabbeinu would have been Mashiach, and that wasn't the plan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had. Now here Rabbi Elazar makes a statement that we disagreed with earlier. So here he says that the tainis is the great thing, even more than the tztaka. Why? My time was zebegufa, zebemono. Well, giving money is sometimes easy. Yeah, here's $100. Oh, me fasting, that's a hard thing for me to do. Previously we had, though, if you remember, we said the schar that you get for a tainis is the money that you donate to tztaka. So again, the two aren't necessarily in disagreement with each other. The two are two different ways of looking at it. Both are important. When a person does a tainis, that's important. You can't say, "Well, I'll just give money and I'll eat all day." No, you can't do that. The tainus is important because we said it's like bringing your carbon. You're diminishing your own fat and your own blood, so to say. So it's like you're making yourself into a carbon. But at the same time, it says that the money that you would have spent on food that day, you should give to tzedakah. So both are important. Another statement he made, Gidol Tvila Yosim and HaKabonos. Our davening is even greater than the Kabonos, because by the Kabonos, it says, Shenemar, Lomali Rozu Chechem. By the kabbalas, Hashem says, "You know, I don't need your kabbalas. You're not doing the right thing." Uksib for ischem kapechem. But when you go and duchen, I'm not going to listen to that either, right? So it tells us over here that the duchening is even greater. So therefore, the davening can even be greater than the kabbalas. Rabbi Yochanan called kohen shorek and nefesh. Why we have another din over here? While we're talking about kohanim, he says a kohen that kills somebody lo yisos kapov. This is a very important halacha that is unfortunately could occur. He asked the shiloh with the chayalim in Eretz Yisrael that they killed somebody, or if they're a kohen, they're allowed to duchen or not. So there are a lot of heterim to allow them still to do so. Somebody, Rechmon Litzlan, killed somebody in a car accident by accident. So these are all questions. Can a kohen duchen in this situation? These same hands that you're raising up to bench chayitzol, they can't have any blood on their hands. From the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so the Shari Tefillah are somewhat closed off. We know this from the Pesukim in Echa, in the third parak. Shinemar, Gam Ki Ezak Vashaveya, saw some Tefillah. So even though we're yelling and screaming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pleading to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nevertheless our Tefillahs are closed off. But nevertheless, there's always a back door. Even though the Shari Tefillah are closed off, so to say, if you cry in your davening, so there's also a way to get into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mefarshim asks a very cute question over here. They say, why does the, if it's Shari Tefillah, close off, we understand why you need a gate. But the Shari Dima, lo ninalu, so why you need a gate? It says Shari Dima, the gates, but it's not closed. Why do you need a gate? So they point out, if a person's faking his crying, if a person's not really crying for, because he's davening, so then there is a gate on those as well. It's only real tears that go inside. Okay, cute. Shinema, Shima Tvilasi Hashem, Vishavasi Hazina El Dimasi Al Techarash. By Dimasi it says Al Techarash, don't be silent. As opposed to by Tvila, it says that it won't be heard at all. So the Dima, it can still get in. If a person truly davens with great fervor, and he's truly sad and crying at his needs, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always listen to that Tvila. Rava took this so literally that he says on a day that it's rainy, that it's cloudy, he wouldn't be goes to Tanis, because the pasuk says also Necho Sachoso Be'anon Lech Me'avor Tefillah, that so to say the clouds are not letting the Tefillahs in, so he wouldn't be goes to Tanis, and if he had a choice, if it was a cloudy day, and you do it the day before, so he wouldn't be goes, even if the day before was cloudy, he wouldn't be goes to Tanis. Another statement they made. There's an iron wall. A guy always found it very interesting, the iron curtain. It's directly stolen or taken from the Gemara, this concept of an iron curtain. So the Gemara uses this expression many times. And many times it tells us that there's no iron curtain that can ever separate us from Chai Yisrael. But here the Navi says that there is an iron curtain. In Cheskel, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, I'm going to create an iron curtain that's going to block your tefillos. So there's going to be an iron curtain between your tefillos and me. Shinema, the post says, V'atah kach l'cho, Yechezkel told to take machvas, a pan, barzel, a steel, iron pan, v'nasat so kir barzel, ben cho, ben ir, and use this symbolically to demonstrate that I will have this iron curtain before you. At other times, we have the rule that there's never an iron curtain between us preventing us to daven to Hashem. Again, it depends on the scenario. The Mefarshim explain why the different scenarios, when there is an iron curtain, when there's not an iron curtain. If a person has true, heartfelt tefillos, there's never an iron curtain. So that's a very important idea. If a person davens a long tefillah, it means an honest, true, good tefillah, so then you'll never go back empty-handed. You don't always see the Yeshua right away, but you'll never go back empty-handed. And how do we know this? That Hashem did listen to Moshe Rabbeinu at that time. Moshe says, if a person davens very, very long, and he's ayin ba, and he expects to be answered for his tefillah, that's really the answer already I'm giving you. So here it says that you daven a long tefillah, you're not going to be answered. You can come back with a heartache over here. Shenema tocheles v'mushacha, a prolonged, delayed type of a tefillah, machla leiv, causes sickness. So here you're telling me, if you daven a long tefillah, you'll always be answered. And here you tell me, if you daven a long tefillah, you're going to get a heartache. So what is it? So what should a person do? He should be yosek in Torah. That's the resuscitation. Because of the Eitz Chaim, your desires will be accomplished. So bottom line is, we have a stira over here. One place it tells us, daven a long tefillah. The other place says, don't daven a long tefillah. So the answer is obvious. If a guy davens a 20-minute shmoneh esrei, he walks away and says, "Pooh, whew, what a shmoneh esrei. Man, am I going to win at the stock market today? Man, all those clients are going to come flocking to me today because I davened the great shmoneh esrei." So that guy's going to have zero success. He's going to have heartache. But if a person davens a 20-minute shmoneh esrei, he's pouring out his heart to Hashem, "I have nothing to eat. I need help, Hashem. I need help." And that person is really davening in the proper way. So then that person will be guaranteed that his tefillahs will be answered. It all depends on your attitude. If you say, "I daven well and you owe me, Hashem," so Hashem doesn't owe anybody anything. But if a person says, "I'm a totally need your mercy, Hashem," and he davens a long shmoneh esrei, so that person will be answered. If a person sees that his tefillahs weren't answered, what should he do? Go back and daven again. Don't give up. You know, your boss tells you, no, you keep on going back to him, I want to raise, he's going to fire you. Hashem doesn't work that way. If you keep on coming back to Hashem, maybe one day he will answer you. So go back and daven. Where do we see this from? From the famous pasuk at the end of the Davar Shemori. Shema Kaviel Hashem, go look towards Hashem, Chazak Yami Zibecha, for Kaviel Hashem again. Even if you didn't get the answer the first time, go back and daven again. Again, the Haraya is from Moshe Rabbeinu, the 515 times that he davened. There are four things that especially need chizuk. As Rashi explains over here, that a person wouldn't naturally think that he should do this again. So Rashi says, she is chazik odom and tomid b'kol kocho. Keep on doing them. Don't give up hope. Ve'elhein. Torah, people don't follow the daf so well, right? There's a hard daf, right? They're so deep, this daf, who could spend hours and hours there? I feel like I'm not gaining anything from it. We're going so superficial. So go back, study again at night. Go read all the Rashi's on your own. Go through the Marsha on your own. So give in chizuk, do it again. Umasim tovim. You can't just do umasim tovim one time. I crossed the lady last week across the street. I'm potter. I did that. You have to keep on doing it. B'kol kocho. Tvila, davening, the same way. V'derech eretz and parnasa. Don't forget parnasa. I worked one day. That's it. I should, then retire. So where do we see these ideas, these four ideas? Torah, Masim, Tov, Minai, and Shinema. The post says, Rach, Hazak, V'yamatz, Ma'od, Lishmor, V'lasos, Tichol, HaTorah, Azos. So what does that mean? Chazek, V'torah, V'ametz, V'masim, Tovim. So that's where we get these two ideas from over here. Tefillah, Minai, where do we see the Tefillah, Shinema? That we already said, Kaviyel Hashem, Chazak, V'yamitz, V'decha, and then the Kaviyel Hashem again. Derech Eretz, Parnosa, making a living. Minayin Shinema, Chazak, V'nischazik, V'adameinu, V'gomer. It doesn't come easily. You have to work hard at a Parnosa. That's part of the curse that we have from Adam Arishon, that V'zeas HaPecha, Tochalecha. So you have to work at it. It doesn't always come easily. Then the Pasuk says, V'atomer Tzion, Azavani Hashem, V'Hashem Shlachani. So Gemara says, wait a second, Azavani and Shlachani, what's the difference between them? You left me and you forgot me. Hainu Azuva, Hainu Shlucha. It's the same thing. What's the Pasuk in Shmuel telling us over here? So, Amar Reish Lakish, Amar Knesset Yisrael, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Klai Yisrael said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavi Yochol, Ribbono Shel Olam, Adam no se isha al ishto rishona. A man marries a second wife. Zocher Masi Rishona. He doesn't forget the first wife, he remembers the first wife. Zocher Latov. So Atos Avtoni Vishachatoni, you've forgotten us totally. You left us, and not only that, you forgot us. It's bad enough that you left us, but you also forgot us. So I'm like Kosh Baruch. So Kosh Baruch responds to the Klai Yisrael. You think I forgot you? BT Yud Beis Mazolos Barasi Rukia. Now again, this is going to be a very strange analogy that we're about to give over here, but it actually fits in very well with how vast we think the universe is. So Kosh Baruch tells Klai Yisrael, you think that I forgot you? Chaisol, you are everything in this world. I made the whole world, the whole universe, because of you. And he says, listen, I made these 12 mazolos. I made the 12 zodiac signs. And again, exactly what this means over here, we're not certain. But he says that I made 30 of these various officers. The Rashi says all of these Lashonis we can name are various officers, like the captain, the major, the colonel, the lieutenant. So these are all different officers over here. So I made for each mazol 30 chayalim. And each one had those had 30 for them. Each individual, one of those 30, had 30 for them. Another type. So every one of those 30 of 30 had 30. And every one of those, I made 30 of that. So these are all the stars in the sky. Another type of an officer. So imagine, for each constellation, he made 30, and of each one of those, he made 30, and 30, and 30, and 30. He's talking about billions and billions and billions of stars, which again goes very well with our scientific understanding of how many stars there are. Now, Gistera, Talisibo, Shloshmael, Sushishikhlam Isham, Alfeiribo, Kochavim, Kinegi, Mosachama. And for every one of those, I made 365,000 stars. So again, this is in the billions and billions and billions of stars. And why did I create the entire universe, Hashem says? I made them only for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole purpose of the entire universe is just for Klai Yisrael. Bishvili Nivrolam. Every person is supposed to say, Hashem created the whole universe just for me to do a mitzvah. The At Amr says, Avtani Shechatani, and you think that I forgot you? The whole world only exists for Klai Yisrael. The Pasuk says, also in Shmuel Bey's over there, it says, a woman with a mother, forget her baby, Ula is a baby. So we play on the word baby. Am I going to forget, play on the word Ula, Olos? All the Korbanos that you brought for me in the desert, you think I'm going to forget about them? She cried to leave a midbar. You think I forgot them? So the Klai Yisrael says, well, okay, ho, whoa, now you're telling us you don't forget anything that we did. Well, we want you to forget one thing that we did. Forget the ego. You have such a good memory, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we want you to have a selective good memory. We don't want you to remember the ego. So Hashem said, don't worry, I'll forget the ego. So yeah, I'll forget the ego. So then, Whoa, if you start having a selective memory, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Arma Lefana, the Kali Yisrael says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shalom, Ho, Yeshichu, Vnei Yisrael Vodecha, if you have the forgetfulness aspect, if you're saying you have that, so Shem HaTishlach Li Ma'i Sinai, then you forget how we accept, Na'asa V'nishma, Na'ai Sinai. So Hashem said, don't worry, I have a very good selective memory for Kali Yisrael, for all the things that you want me to remember, I will remember. Arma Lo Avanochi Lo Shkachech, I won't forget you. I don't remember Lazar, Arma Lo Shaya, Ma'i Desiv Gam Eila Tishachachna, certain things I will forget. The Kosh Baruch doesn't forget anything. I mean, certain things I will look aside. Zeh Ma'isa Egel. But I won't forget. Zeh Ma'isa Sina. That I won't forget. Now we go back to the Mishnah finally. After all this Agarata. We have more Agarata. Chasidim Rishonim Yishon Shachas. The great people in those days, they would go and contemplate their davening. And now before the davening, as we pointed out, they would understand the Perish Hamilim. They would understand what they're about to do. And we should do the same thing. And we pointed out in Shulchan Aruch, it brings down for a minimum, you should sit down for the amount of time it takes you to walk. 8 amos, you know, 3-4 seconds, 2-3 seconds, you should sit down before you start davening. Don't run into shul and start davening as you're running into shul. Minani Mili, how do we know this? I'm Yeshua Ben Lakish, Rish Lakish says, I'm a quote, the post says, Ashrei Yoshvei Beisecha, praiseworthy those that sit, and they contemplate the davening, and then they daven. I'm Yeshua Ben Levi, HaMispalot Zokli Shal Shal Achas, Achet Viloso, you also have to stop an hour after your davening. Don't just run out of shul. It shouldn't look like it's a burden on you. Thank God that shul is over. Let me get to the coffee shop. So no, that's the improper attitude. Shenema, Ach Tzadikim Yodu Lishmecha, Yeshvu Yishorim Espanecha. Even after the davening, you sit and contemplate. That's why it's brought down. It's such a beautiful thing to learn after davening. That's why I always tell people, you should try to set up a seder, either before and after davening. Because this way, A, you'll never miss it, because you always do it, you always daven. You're not going to miss davening. So you set up a little bit of learning. It doesn't have to be 5 hours. It could be learning a Mishnah, learn a halacha, learn something. Say kapitul tilim. And that's the right way that a person should leave the shul. We have a brisa. A person should try to do both before and after his davening. He should try to spend a little time in the base medrash, not rush to come in late and not rush to leave. How do we know that? And the person should sit in the shul. So that's again the source for this idea to learn and stay, do something in shul before and after the davening. Again, if you come to the daf before davening, come to the daf after the davening, that's a great, great way for a person to fulfill this idea. They spend 3 hours davening shachris, 3 hours davening mincha, 3 hours davening maariv, because they did an hour before and after each tefillah, and an hour of the tefillah. So, that's the Gemara's question, Alex. Excellent. You chop the Gemara's question. 9 hours a day they're davening. Torah and hech mishtameres, and melachta and hech neses. When they're going to learn Torah, and when they're going to go get a job. So Gemara gives an unbelievable answer. Elamitok shechasidim hem, because they're such righteous individuals, God will take care of it for them. Torah shechamishtameres, in just a short period of time, in the 2-3 hours that they have left to learn in the day, they'll be able to accomplish unbelievable amounts. Umelachta mismareches, they'll work an hour, and they'll have a $500 an hour job, instead of having to work 10 hours at $50 an hour. So this way, you're going to be guaranteed. A person should never cut short their davening. Davening is something you should always prioritize, and davening isn't something, well, I can hop in, I know with all the seifim that say you can skip these pismonim. That's not the right way to daven. We should all strive to be the chassidim of Rishonim. Have a wonderful day, everybody.